This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The San Jose City Council voted Tuesday night to adopt a first-in-the-nation ordinance requiring most gun owners to pay a fee and carry liability insurance. Lawmakers claim it will reduce the risk of gun harm by incentivizing safe behavior and to ease taxpayers of the financial burden of gun violence. Dozens of illegal immigrants are getting a free pass into America thanks to the Biden administration. Reports are coming in our government in unmarked buildings and buses are processing and redistributing single male immigrants in Brownsville, Texas. That's a violation of Title 42. At the airport, some of the immigrants claim to be going to Atlanta, Houston, and Miami. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We continue to be under Title 42. We have a stringent protocols, and we are still in a global pandemic, and includes those who do not show up will be subject to the repercussions of that.
USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Children, Families, and Discrimination. A settlement has been reached in Michigan.
The settlement comes months after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled for a Catholic charity in a similar case. The State Department of Health and Human Services said Tuesday the High Court's ruling against Philadelphia is binding on the state and limits its ability to enforce a non-discrimination policy. Michigan, like most states, contracts with private agencies to place children with new families. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The second cop shot in Harlem died Tuesday after remaining on life support so his organs could be recovered to help others live. Some lucky person got a hero's heart today. That's a statement from a Manhattan cop after Officer Wilbert Mora died of his injuries from an ambush in New York City last Friday. His partner, Jason Rivera, died at the scene of the domestic violence call for help. Mayor Eric Adams used the shooting as why a gun crackdown is needed in the Big Apple. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to flood America. With a record-setting 2 million illegal immigrants apprehended last year, reports are showing the Biden administration in unmarked buildings in Brownsville, Texas, is sending single men being redistributed throughout the United States with plane tickets provided by the federal government. Republican Representative Brian Babin of Texas on Newsmax says the immigrants are putting an enormous burden on local and county governments, on our school districts, and our police departments.
It's the worst year in the history of our country for a president of the United States who seems to just turn his back on the American people repeatedly when we know these types of people are coming across, putting an enormous burden on local and county governments, on school districts, on our police departments who are already under assault by the Democrat Party for defunding. And we've got a crime wave just sweeping the nation. And I think you can trace a lot of it back to this open border, as well as the terrorists, as I already mentioned, the crime and the all the problems that are subsequently keeping people healthy, and yeah. is something that we absolutely have to do, and having an open border is so dangerous for that.
I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, it's what we do, and it requires all hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment with Craig Huey. He's the author, political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Reports. Lots to discuss with Craig here in just a few minutes, but just incidentally here, I don't know if you've had a chance to hear about Peter Schweitzer's new book, Red Handed. Man, I'm telling you, what a blockbuster of a book that you'll want to get your hands on. I think it's been released or coming out soon. And Schweitzer, of course, the president of the Government Accountability Institute. Amazing what he's done in terms of the great reveal of Biden Inc. I mean, he really does a deeper dive, as he's previously reported, about the Biden family corruption. Man, I don't know how this will hit the ground, because like so many things that Peter has presented before, actually it just came out yesterday, the book, and I've had this discussion with Peter, and I just said, Peter, why does it take so long? I mean, here you've done this reporting on the Clinton Foundation and, Biden Inc. and all these compromised elected officials. You know, why does it take so long? Because Bill, and at that point, it was like 3-4 years before people started talking even a little bit about the Clinton Foundation. Well, Craig Huey is with us right now. I want to bring him on. Hey, Craig, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Very good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I guess what I'm trying to encourage people here, Craig, and I think you'll agree with me here, as you and I have discussed this before. You know, it's interesting, this past weekend we had the March for Life, which yes. I think was just so important on so many levels. I mean, they're saying that this could possibly be the last March for Life before, the dismantling of Roe v. Wade. And right. Let me tell you, again, I cringe every time somebody tries to refer to Roe v. Wade as law. It is not law. Words matter. It is so important. This is not law. It was a decision by SCOTUS that has resulted in the murder of over 60 million babies. And greater than that is the psychological impact that has had on our country towards life. The absolute foundational aspect of our humanity. We have disregarded life. And here we are. We find ourselves in a time of chaos where the natives are getting restless here, Craig. They can't figure this out. I mean, they're being oppressed by a totalitarian government under the guise of COVID and other worrisome issues that you must comply with, because if you don't comply with the thought police and those that have dictated the agenda, like climate change and everything else, then you're going to be you're going to be canceled, invalidated, and if you really take us off here, you know, we've got FEMA camps that we're going to send you to make sure that you get properly indoctrinated and reeducated, right?
Oh, Bill, you know, here's the thing. Truth takes time for people to understand. It takes time from the remnant moving up in understanding. And what we're seeing with the Supreme Court, they made a historic flaw in their decision. Through judicial activism, they opened the door to millions of babies to be slaughtered and took away any protection of the unborn. And you know, the court has a history of making wrong decisions. This was one of the worst in America's history, but it's unraveling. And a new Supreme Court, new judges, taking a look at it, with more science, more understanding, that took, you know, many years to happen, they're going to come out with the right decision, I believe. We're not sure what it's going to look like. And in the case of COVID, that's unraveling. The false, what I would call, Bill, the massive delusion of propaganda from big tech, from the politicians, from the medical establishment, from big pharma, the delusion of falsehood. People gained millions of dollars. People gained power and control. It was built upon delusion that's unraveling fast. But it took time. Sadly, it took time. In the meantime, so many people have been suffering from losing their jobs because they took a stand for religious or medical purposes not to have a vaccination. So many people have been marginalized and discriminated against because they have taken a principled stand, and then you have this unraveling of control going on, where now the CDC says masks never did work.
Well, right.
I was saying this 2 years ago.
Right, and we all were.
The truth coming out of the side effects of these experimental drugs. Where basically, most of the people listening have probably had at least one shot. There, you know, the problem is we don't know even the long-term effects yet, but we see in short-term effects, a certain percentage of people have had horrific side effects that have been basically censored by the media and big tech, but that truth is now coming out. And we're seeing that people who have had the shots are getting COVID, they're transmitting COVID. It's unraveling before our eyes, Bill.
Yeah, you can say a lot about this organic movement, whether we're talking about abortion or, you know, with COVID. COVID, we've had 3 years of experience of the lies and misinformation. And we're not talking about, you know, tinfoil hat, you know, talking heads or hosts of radio shows. We're talking government officials who are paid a lot of money. That have given us, you know, treated us all like a bunch of, as they say, mushrooms, keeping us in the dark and feeding us manure, because all this stuff is falling out. You know, whether it's mask, whether it's vaccine. I mean, the fact that they even have to redefine what a vaccine was in order to accommodate what they knew was going to be the shortfalling. So at the end of the day, if something bad happened. They're already able to skirt liability, but they want to make sure that they're able to get around, you know, the public dissent that will happen when people finally realize, kind of like with, you know, what happened in the 50s with that shot that women were taking because of nausea. And then you had all these thalidomide babies coming out down the road and miscarriages and stuff.
And the shortcuts that they took, the lack of transparency, the lack of time. Now, I won't fault, you know, trying to rush a medication for an experimental drug. Mm-hmm. But the problem with this is people did not realize how experimental it was, how the science was not proven, how indeed over many years the same type of drug has failed time and time again, and so it'll be a chapter in American history that we're going to look back on and shake our heads. How did the people fall for this?
Exactly. Well, this is what fear does. And this is what an oppressive government does. It gets you to march lockstep to such a degree, Craig, that, you know, they've got, it's a war against the unvaccinated now in this country.
Yeah.
In a free, loving country that you and I grew up in, I mean, we're at this point right now that thou shalt hate thy neighbor, thou shalt report on thy neighbor. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the God of the administrative state speaking. Led by Dr. Fauci and his ilk. We've got more from Craig Huey. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597.
800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Fresh and independent we are. Okay, a little bit ornery. I agree. My mother always said I was. But, hey, one of nine kids. In order to survive, you need a little bit of orneriness or you're going to get run over, if you know what I mean. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Craig Huey is with us. He is the author, political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum. As we were saying before the break here, and again, I just want to underpin, you know, the importance of returning to first principles. The reason we find ourselves where we are, Craig, is in a nation in chaos. Whenever chaos is taking place, it's kind of like in the opening chapters of the book of Genesis. You know, the world was void. What is it when the world is void? There's no order. You know, and it's dark. And, you know, you can take a look at what's happening in America today. There's no order. Crime is running amok. We're just an absolute mess. Disease is coming in. A pandemic has impacted not only our country, but the world. And we're mismanaging it, clearly. We are in absolute chaos. And the reason we are is because law and order has been abandoned. And who is the lawgiver? It is God himself, and this is why I insist we've got to return to first principles. First principle says that we were a nation under God, and like it or not, I mean, you know, this is what we were birthed from. This was the seed of this great American experiment, and God clearly has said time again in his word that, look, if you do it my way, hey, I'll take care of you. It'll go well with you. You do it your way, you turn your back on me, well, heaven help you. Well, heaven help us right now. And this is what happens, is people need to turn back to God. Is, you know, I was telling you, Ronald Reagan was famous for saying, look at, a nation who is under God, that finds itself no longer under God, is a nation gone under. And we're so close to imploding on our own immorality, our own mess, our own chaos right now, Craig Huey.
Yes, and as every listener thinks about their life, they think about what's happening in their community, their state, nationally, internationally. The things that are going on can be frightening, they can be scary, they can be overwhelming. But here's the thing. To turn America around, to go back to first principles, it requires the individual listening the listeners to repent, to come to Christ, to be able to ask forgiveness for their sins, to recognize that Jesus died on the cross for their sins, rose from the dead because he loves them. And repentance is the start. Now, that repentance has to spread out through the churches. Yeah. Our listeners need to be able to be in a fellowship that has a pastor that believes in personal salvation and cultural and political transformation. And that's essential to turning America around, which means pastors have been at fault. And that's one of the foundations for turning America around, is that the pastors have to speak truth from the pulpit, not social kindness as much as biblical truth.
Exactly. Well said, Craig. And the thing is, this is the reason why so many churches are going out of business, you know, because they're no longer following godly principles. You know, they're following world principles. Well, that's not compatible. It's incompatible with godly principles. People need to see that. And as you say, your point really clear here, and that is, it's one soul at a time. You know, this is what begins the movement. This is a personal decision. Okay, this isn't a group decision. This is something you yourself have to come to reconcile, that it is outside of your power. You've done everything you can to do it your way, and realize that it is it's beyond your pay grade. And that you must come to the one who created all this, who knows better, who has the answer. But nobody's going to God, Craig, and asking God for the answer here. And I keep trying to point out to people, I say, look at, you know, with pastors, I go, tell me where there's been a super spreading event out of a church today in America that I'm aware of. I don't know of any. So what does that tell you?
There's deadness in the church, deadness with the pastors, but there can be revival. The revival can start with your listeners.
exactly
in their own local communities, in their households, and spread out throughout America. I have belief and hope that that's going to happen because it has to happen. And I think more and more people are recognizing the solution to America's problem is being able to have a people of faith in Jesus Christ. And this whole idea of a revival is key to turning America around.
You know what's going to motivate this, Craig? It's something that you're reporting on, and people may not see this. They may just see this and get scared and not really see what God's doing here. And that is the Biden bureaucracy at war with Christianity, as you report, and that's creating a database of Christians. What that is going to do is accelerate the yearning for godly things, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. See, what people don't understand is that there's 4 million people who work for the federal government, and now they're trying to do a database of Christians in the government. And this is a violation of First Amendment rights. It's never been done in history. It's Orwellian. It is bizarre, but it's frightening. The consequences of trying to basically purge the federal government of any Christian influence, it's a nightmare situation. It's got to be stopped. I believe that it's going to be stopped, but they're moving forward with some 26 agencies of the federal government collecting this database of Christians in the government.
Craig, people say, how could this happen? I mean, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, they're Catholics. Aren't they Christians? I mean, how is this happening? Break that down. Break down the shocking. You say there's six shocking things you should know. What is it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So understand that the bureaucrats are ideologically driven. So they know that Christians vote 83% conservative. They've got to stop them. They can purge the federal government of this negative influence. Most of these people are nuns. They have no religious beliefs.
We mean nuns like zero, not nuns like flying nuns.
Yeah.
People, make sure you understand what he's saying here. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you. And they want to marginalize the opposition. So they created these databases, collecting information on the employees, interns, contractors, consultants, and they're basically trying to do this so that they can identify Christians, stop them from getting promotions that they need to, maybe fire them, discriminate against them, be aware that they are enemies of the socialist movement of these bureaucrats. And this database is so broad and intrusive, they share it with others. They know the date of birth, the job title, the home address, the religious affiliation. So much.
How far along are they, Craig, on this?
About seven of the agencies have already taken all the information and put it into a database. Others are duplicating it. It was under the radar. It's been exposed. And now it's time for people to say no to it, to tell their representatives, stop this. And until we flip the Congress in November, until the Senate and the House changes leadership, we are still a bit in the dark, but there's got to be investigations, and it's got to stop.
Well, Craig, this is the deep state, the administrative state. Rick Manning and I were talking about this morning. They got a stranglehold on all this. I mean, you're talking a demolition that needs to take place because, you know, the arrogance of the Biden administration, the bureaucracy is such, even though you have federal judges saying, hey, you can't do that, so what? They just thumb their nose and they keep on doing it. You know, so it really is going to take a massive reform and, like I say, a demolition of this administrative state that Donald Trump referred to as the deep state.
Yes, absolutely. And the deep state can be defeated. And it's incumbent upon all of us to pray and help those candidates who want to dismantle the deep state bureaucracy that's causing this harm.
Well, it's so clear that you you really give a vision of what's going on that we can go to God because God has the answer. God knows who needs to be there, but He answers the prayers of righteous people, and that's where it begins. You know, if we're not right with God, God says, look, you can be. You know, he is a forgiving God, regardless of what you think that you may have done the worst thing ever. God is there saying, look, I'm for you. The deal is still on between us. Can you just trust me? And I think this is what we're getting to, Craig Huey. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book. Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. Professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The San Jose City Council voted Tuesday night to adopt a first-in-the-nation ordinance requiring most gun owners to pay a fee and carry liability insurance. Lawmakers claim it will reduce the risk of gun harm by incentivizing safe behavior and to ease taxpayers of the financial burden of gun violence. Dozens of illegal immigrants are getting a free pass into America thanks to the Biden administration. Reports are coming in our government in unmarked buildings and buses are processing and redistributing single male immigrants in Brownsville, Texas. That's a violation of Title 42. At the airport, some of the immigrants claim to be going to Atlanta, Houston, and Miami. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We continue to be under Title 42. We have a stringent protocols, and we are still in a global pandemic, and includes those who do not show up will be subject to the repercussions of that.
USA Radio News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Kind of shocking, huh, about the deep state, the administrative state, what they're doing to Christians. Could you imagine? I mean, with the millions of bureaucrats there, and they're filtering it out. I mean, just like in universities, they just want professors of their own kind. If you don't meet the requirement and you're not fitting the profile, you don't go along with climate change, you don't go with the progressives' left agenda, you're invalidated, you're checked out, and forget it. I mean, forget about a career in as a professor or in teaching or getting any kind of research money. This is what's happening. And the thing that's so disgusting about it, it's our money. And they are the ones that are funneling it to people of their own kind. And in the process, what's going on is we're all getting dumbed down in the process. Because the opposite viewpoint, I mean, this is why our First Amendment is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, think about it. And, of course, this discussion will continue on down the road. Right now, we're pleased to have Nate Hockman back with us. He is the conservative activist, conservative fellow, and Citizens Climate Lobby. Nate, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me. Good to be with you.
Well, I want to talk about, you know, there's been some conversation about the Chamber of Commerce and that they're all excited about all of the open borders and, you know, the things that they are embracing, which have been counterindicative of what they've done previously and how they, you know, previously aligned with the conservatives, but they seem to be, you know, more exposed ever since the 2020 election. Kind of go through some history, if you would, you know, for the sake of our audience to understand, you know, what is going on with the Chamber of Commerce and why they seem to be in increasing conflict with the conservatives.
Yes, yeah, certainly. So, look, I mean, the Chamber of Commerce is the oldest and largest advocacy group in the United States. It was founded in the early 1900s by President Taft. And because it was a pro-business group, a pro-free enterprise group for most of its history, you know, it worked with both Democrats and Republicans, but it was traditionally aligned with Republicans because it was a free enterprise group and Republicans were a pro-business group. But the problem is, in recent years, as big business has moved left on cultural issues, which we've seen in any number of ways across the country, the Chamber of Commerce has really embraced a much more aggressive form of cultural liberalism that has put it at odds with the Republican voters and Republican politicians that it used to be mostly aligned with. And at the same time, you know, the Chamber, big business, has always liked things like mass immigration. They've always been against sort of tough border security policies. So as the Republican Party has become much more serious about cracking down on immigration, they've also moved away from the Chamber. So the split is going both ways. On the one hand, the Chamber and big business more broadly is moving left on cultural issues. And on the other hand, Republicans are moving right on immigration, and the Chamber, you know, that pushes the Chamber further away.
Is, you know, for the Chamber, is it that age-old argument about cheap labor? Is that one of the key motivating forces here?
Yes, yeah. You know, when I talked to the president of the Chamber of Commerce for the piece, very nice guy, by the way, but he was saying that immigration for them is a labor force issue. It's a workforce issue, right? Which, you know, from the perspective of someone who's concerned about mass immigration, what that really means is that they want to import cheap labor. And if for Republicans, for people who are concerned about mass immigration, about the American worker, you know, that's increasingly just unacceptable.
Is there not even a pause to consider that there's a way to, you know, to do it in a smart way so that we're importing, you know, smart labor, not just mass numbers of people, including those that want to do damage and murder in the country?
Well, you know, you and I think that there's a smart way to do it. I think most conservatives think that there's a smart way to do it. There's a way for our immigration system to actually work for Americans. But that's not necessarily what big business wants. What big business wants is to get people who are going to work for $3, $4, $5, $6 an hour rather than having to pay American wages to American workers. So it would be good for the country if we limited low skill immigration, but it wouldn't be good for, you know, business CEOs. And the problem is now we have a large business sector in corporate America that doesn't really feel loyalty to the country or a sense of patriotic obligation in the way that business leaders used to. And that's why you're seeing a much more globalist, much more culturally liberal business community and business advocacy groups that are increasingly disconnected from voters in the middle of the country.
So basically what you're telling me is we have a black labor market that, you know, forget about $15 an hour minimum wage, that are just living off of this. And these are, you know, businesses, you know, for their own, you know, bottom line survivability, you know, call it what you want. I mean, they can come up with all kinds of reasons, but in the process, they are making us all very vulnerable, for the sake of cheap labor for $3, $4 an hour. I mean, how rampant is that, Nate?
Well, it's incredibly rampant. And the thing is, it's bad for the immigrants, too, right? This is something that doesn't get talked about enough in the immigration system, is it's what happens when you force people, rather than saying wages and workers have to be legal, and therefore they get the full protections, the worker protections that Americans enjoy if they're citizens, you force them into the shadows by allowing this black market. And that means that they're open to all kinds of abuse from employers that they wouldn't be if they were actual citizens. So it's cruel to the actual immigrants, too.
Yeah, and let me tell you, Nate, and I'm so glad you brought this up, Because being Hispanic, you know, people will come to me and say, hey, well, you're Hispanic. Why aren't you, you know, falling in line here? I said, because you're not looking at the total picture. Just like you said, that they're having to live in the shadows. It's not like if something happens, they can call 911 and get the police over there. And what happens, it's almost like the early days of America once again, where you had these uptick and the rise of mafia interests who came in to serve a community because they could not be served because they were all immigrants, some illegal, and they couldn't be served by, you know, the regular police and security institutions, right? So they had to rely on neighborhoods and neighborhood justice. And, you know, and of course, in today's vernacular, it has gotten so pernicious. I mean, we're not talking just somebody who wants to, you know, bribe you for some money and everything like that. I mean, you got situations where, you know, cartels are coming in. They're taking young girls. They're taking boys to use for human trafficking, sex trafficking, and every nefarious thing you can imagine.
That's right. I mean, and this is one thing that just simply does not get talked about enough is the number one victims of cartels, of violent crime coming over the border is Hispanic communities because that's where
exactly.
They go and settle, right? The folks
well, yeah, they don't go to Nancy Pelosi's zip code. They're not in Delaware.
Right.
I mean, they're in these Hispanic communities. It's the old axiom, birds of a feather flock together. Why are they going to go someplace that they don't know the language? They're going to go into a community that already speaks the language, right? Just to begin with.
Right. And this is why, you know, the language of empathy that you hear from Democrats and progressives about immigration, it's anything but, right? I mean,
it's
just anarchy. That is our broken immigration system and border enforcement system. It is the cruelest possible imaginable system. And the people who talk about it in the abstract in terms of being welcoming, you know, and, you know, wanting weaker immigration enforcement, it's an abstract academic exercise for them. Or if you're a business leader, it's about their bottom line, just cold and heartless. That these people are not actually spending time in the communities that are ravaged by the effects of lax immigration.
Exactly.
They're not down at the border, and they're doing it because it makes them feel good or it's good for their bottom line rather than it being good for America.
Yeah, some of the people to your point here, Nate, and this is what is galling to me, is they live in the realm of the theoretical. You know, they don't go out there, like you say, to the front rows, you know, the front rows where the action is at, where the battleground is taking place to see, you know, these families that are devastated because they had a teenage daughter that's no longer home and they have no idea where she is right now. And then you find out the other chapter of the story where these teenage girls are taken in and being, you know, put into sex slavery compounds, which is absolutely disgusting when you know what's going on. And the reports are horrendous. I mean, here in Florida, they have these sex camps and these girls are, you know, before noon, Nate, they'll have sex at least 20 times before noon. They're really nice enough. They do give them a lunch break. And they come back in the afternoon, and there's another 20 encounters for these girls. Every day, this is what you have to look forward to in the United States of America. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. And people say to me, well, you know, you're Hispanic. You know, what's wrong? Why are you so? Because you don't know the whole story, and you live in the realm of the theoretical, and you're not seeing what's happening in these battleground areas for these young kids. Nate Hochman is with us. Our conversation continues after this.
No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent.
The custodial team is not
someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstaVet instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate of 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes, 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law, number 603D77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply, subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Never have, never will, still the same. Conservative activist, conservative fellow, and Citizens Climate Lobby, Nate Hockman is with us, and we're talking about the Chamber of Commerce and the conservatives, how they're finding themselves drifting apart. Nate, in the first segment, we talked about how the Chamber of Commerce started moving towards these social justice, these liberal issues. How long ago, and what seemed to be the impetus that caused this course change for the Chamber of Commerce? Do you recall historically?
Well, look, Bill, I mean, you know, you and your listeners are familiar with how corporate America has really been embracing left-wing cultural ideology and activism in recent years. I mean, you've seen the Chamber of Commerce and big business at state level trying to bully red states out of passing pro-life laws, religious liberty laws, protecting women's sports, and, you know, banning transgender surgery for minors. Like, this is something that local Chamber of Commerce groups and large businesses have been at the forefront of at the state level. It's happening across the country. You know, the Chamber's always been on the wrong side of the immigration issue. We talked about that the last segment. But because they're representing these business interests that are staffed by cultural liberals now, you know, they are doing things like endorsing the Equality Act, which would effectively end religious liberty in America as we know it by making gender identity a federally protected class. They, after the sort of Black Lives Matter movement in 2020, you know, they really embraced a lot of diversity, equity, inclusion language and, you know, really leaned into a lot of that stuff. So it's been happening in recent years. It's been trending that way because big business is trending that way. But really, the BLM movement of the summer 2020 events, I think, catalyzed this massive shift in that direction. And I don't think they're going back anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, and that's amazing to me. I mean, you know, the Chamber of Commerce is supposed to be about business, and all those businesses that were destroyed during that summer of love, something $3 to $4 billion of damage, job loss, everything else. I mean, this is, you would think, is absolutely core and of core interest to the Chamber of Commerce, but it's like no big whoop for them, right? I guess it's just the cost of doing business.
Right. Well, it's, you know, in many ways, the Chamber's in a tough spot. They're sort of between a rock and a hard place because on the one side, the groups that they're representing are really increasingly for this rabid cultural left-wing ideology. But on the other hand, Democrats are still Democrats, and they're not any necessarily more pro-business than they used to be. So one of the sort of unfortunate things for the Chamber's strategy is that, you know, they endorsed a bunch of House Democrats for re-election in 2020, hoping that that was going to make the Democrats more pro-business. And it didn't. You know, the Democrats voted the Democratic Party line. They voted for Biden's spending. They voted for the pro-union, pro-act. You know, they voted for more regulation. So the Chamber has unfortunately sort of pissed off both sides of the aisle, where they are, on the one hand, the Republicans don't like them, but Democrats aren't really going to be more pro-business either.
Yeah, exactly. And they got in line with the, you know, with the left, with the media, the technocrats, as you said, corporate America, even, you know, to oust a president that was doing a lot of great things for our country. And sadly, the people didn't even realize how great of the many things that he did for the country until after the first day of the Joe Biden administration, right? I mean, it was like in quick order. You're going, wait a minute, what happened to our energy independence? What happened to, you know, our borders being secured? What happened to, you know, our international standing and what was going on with China and everything? I mean, we were actually, because of the sanctions on China, we were getting money. We're getting billions of dollars because of these sanctions on China for their shenanigans that they'd been getting away with for years. And so all that goes by the wayside in a matter of months. And so it's become quite obvious and quite painful for reasonable Americans and going, what is the heck? You know, what happened to our country? I mean, we kind of went through this exposure with Barack Obama when he talked about the fundamental transformation of this country. And people, well, sounds good, sounds nice, but what does that mean? You know, until we found out, you know, too late what it meant. And the same thing with Joe Biden and his Build Back Better, Build Back Broke. And, you know, let's bring on inflation and all this other, you know, painful experience that we're having to endure right now.
Right. I think the problem, though, Bill, is that increasingly what you're seeing is that the interests of big business are not aligned with the interests of normal Americans and America more broadly, frankly. So, you know, what you're talking about, you're absolutely right. You know, the Trump administration's approach to China, their approach to the border, I mean, they did some miraculous things, and Biden undid all of it in short order. The problem is, though, that, you know, it was good for America that we got tough on China. It was good for America that we got tough on the border, but it wasn't necessarily good for big business. You know, they love cheap labor. They want to do business in, you know, lucrative Chinese markets. And it used to be that you had a business sector that was really patriotic. You know, I mean, the big business leaders, they understood that this country had given them everything and that they had an obligation to give back. And now you have business leaders that don't really think of themselves as Americans anymore. They think of themselves as citizens of the world. And whatever is going to make them a quick buck is what they're going to do. And that means that who cares if, you know, national sovereignty in America disappears? Who cares if our manufacturing sector is getting routed by China? It's more lucrative for us, and that's what matters.
Right. Yeah, who cares until you have to care, until you finally realize, you know, the fruit of the choices that you have made in destroying the goose that laid golden eggs for you, right?
Exactly. And, you know, this is the problem, I think, is I think a lot of these corporate leaders think that when the going gets tough, they'll just be able to basically hit eject and move to Switzerland. And maybe that's true. But for the rest of us, you know, it's a real problem. And it's exactly why you've got big business groups like Chamber of Commerce. They're still advocating for some really great free enterprise stuff, and Republicans and conservatives can work with them on that stuff. But overall, the tenor and the sense that you get from their public statements and their political positions is that they're not necessarily aligned with Americans' interests anymore.
Exactly.
They are aligned with their own.
Well, business will go where it's invited and where it makes money. I mean, because the number one issue in business is survival. I get that. And so right now, big business is being a bit diluted by their corporate earnings. I mean, look at the stock market's doing great, you know, for them, except for yesterday, I guess, took a little bit of, you know, this week we've had a couple of down periods there and some down trends. But by and large, I mean, you know, corporate America has done really well during this era of COVID. And, you know, and you wonder, you know, what kind of false delusion this is setting them up for, or it's just stringing them out to the point that when they fall, they're going to fall so dramatically maybe the lesson is in the future, but it's going to be one that they're going to learn the hard way, and we're going to have to go along with them for the ride. What do you think?
Yeah, and the other thing is that in the meantime, our small and medium-sized businesses, our family businesses in the middle of the country, which traditionally have been the backbone not just of the American economy but of American civil society. I mean, you know, small and medium-sized businesses, these are community institutions. They got totally crushed during COVID. And, you know, big business, they made a killing because small businesses got cleaned out. You know, instead of your brick-and-mortar mom-and-pop shop, you have an Amazon fulfillment center. In all these small in America now. And that is a real problem, not just economically speaking, but for the actual fabric of the American way of life. You know, that's the problem. There's this increasing disconnect between big business and small and medium-sized businesses. And, you know, thank God Republicans are starting to wake up and figure that out. Mm-hmm. You're starting to see Republicans really take a much harder line on big tech, on Wall Street, on these big businesses, which is what's driving away the Chamber of Commerce. But it's the right thing to do for America. I mean, conservatives need to realize that big business is not our friend right now.
Right. But the consumer is going to do what's convenient for them, Nate. So what do you see, you know, 5 years down the road? Because we you know, in terms of a course correct here, as you know, it takes time for a course correction unless there's just an implosion here. And I don't see necessarily an implosion coming unless I'm missing something. But, you know, so what do you see 5 years down the road? How are we going to right the ship here?
Well, I think one thing that we were just talking about, Bill, is a Republican Party that isn't just in the pocket of big business anymore. I mean, that's the path to national renewal is, like we were talking about, understanding that conservatives should be standing up for Americans, for working Americans, for small and medium-sized businesses, for the American way of life. They should not be standing up for businesses that, you know, want to ravage the country, want to clean out the heartland, want to, you know, open up the borders, right? That's not what we should be about as conservatives. We should not tolerate, you know, large corporate boardrooms that embrace woke ideology and try to bully red states out of, you know, passing religious liberty or pro-life laws. You know, that's not
exactly.
For a long time, you had a Republican Party that was willing to bend the knee to big business because that's where their money came from. It's increasingly not where their money is coming from, which is a good thing because maybe they're actually going to start serving normal workers.
Yeah, right. It's kind of amazing, Nate, because when you look back at this, the benefits, the tax breaks, the everything that they gave to big business, it's disgusting retrospectively when you think about the everyday forgotten men and women. They're the ones that are, covering, you know, the expenses for the country. And, you know, this is where you get into the argument of big business not paying their fair share, right?
Exactly. Yep. And I think, you know, you got a lot of Republicans, especially the next generation, that are figuring that out. And they're figuring out the way forward is, not making our priority cutting taxes for businesses that hate us, but trying to actually, you know, lower the regulatory and the tax burden on small businesses that actually make up the backbone of this country.
This is why it's incumbent upon we the people to make sure that we hold those that we elect into office accountable and that we don't have somebody there, you know, making a career, you know, working for government on an election basis for 30 years. I don't think that's in the best interest of we the people ultimately, Nate. Hey, Nate, thank you for being with us. Appreciate the time, buddy. You take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
It's a fact.
One.
The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.